Welcome to Lent Meditation and Worship with Westside Church. As Lent comes to a close, we find ourselves in Holy Week or Passion Week. This is Jesus' last week on earth before his death and resurrection. Each day this week, we'll be reading accounts from the book of Luke about what took place. Let us immerse ourselves in the story of Jesus, see the things he sees, taste what he tastes, feel what he feels. Let's take a moment to close our eyes, open our ears, quiet our minds. Let the Holy Spirit speak and ask that he reveal new things about Jesus that you haven't seen before. Let's take a deep breath in and out. And another in and out. Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 7, and verse 41 through chapter 22, verse 4. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people and preaching the good news in the temple, the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders came up to him. They demanded, "By what authority are you doing all of these things? Who gave you the right?" "Let me ask you a question first," Jesus replied. "Did John's authority to baptize come from heaven, or was it merely human?" They talked it over among themselves. "If we say it was from heaven, he will ask why we didn't believe John. But if we say it was merely human, the people will stone us because they are convinced John was a prophet." So they finally replied that they didn't know. And Jesus responded, "Then I won't tell you by what authority I do these things." Then Jesus presented them with a question. "Why is it," he asked, "that the Messiah is said to be the son of David? For David himself wrote in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand, until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet.' Since David called the Messiah Lord, how can the Messiah be his son?" Then, with the crowds listening, he turned to his disciples and said, "Beware of these teachers of religious law, for they like to parade around in flowing robes and love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces. And how they love the seats of honor in the synagogues and the head table at banquets. Yet they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property and then pretend to be pious by making long prayers in public. Because of this, they will be severely punished." While Jesus was in the temple, he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in 2 small coins. "I tell you the truth," Jesus said, "this poor woman has given more than all the rest of them. For they have given a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she has." Let's pray. Holy and immortal God, from the earliest times you have named us and called us into discipleship. Teach us to follow the one whose light scatters the darkness of our world, that we may walk as children of the light. Amen.